Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Luster takes two steps in the knee, and that'll kill the clock. Not a good night for the Panthers as they bow to a team that showed a lot of speed and a lot of skill, and they won the battle up front for most of the night, both ways. Tip of the hat to the Mustangs of SMU. They keep their ACC slate perfect, but the Panthers drop not only their first of the season, but certainly their first in conference play. Final score. SMU 48, Panthers 25.
And really, it wasn't that close, as the Panthers at one point trailed 48-11. Not a great day for Eli Holstein, but really it was the defense that got its head caved in for about 4 hours on Saturday night. And I wondered all week long, why in the world is Pitt undefeated in ACC play, impressive offensively, impressive the last few weeks, big time defensively, an 8-point underdog against anybody that's not a blue blood? Well, we found out why. SMU's pretty good, folks, and you're allowed to tip your cap to the opponent. Boy, do they have speed. Their wide receivers can run. We saw their tight end could run. Their quarterback could run. He was throwing ropes all over the place, and it was one of the biggest games in SMU history, the biggest game in recent SMU history. So the crowd was juiced, the team was ready for the moment, and Pitt falls flat, and they're now 7-1. Is the season already a success? I know it's weird to ask that after we talk about all the things that happened and how poorly it went on Saturday night, but Pitt won three games last year. Pat Narduzzi maybe was on the hot seat. Probably not, but I think reasonable people could have argued that 3-9 in, what, year 9? Not good enough. So to win 7 games when you'd only played 7, to me, the rest of the season can't be gravy. You still need to finish fairly strong. But before the year, I talked to Pat Bostic, I talked to Doran Dickerson, I talked to other people in and around this Pitt program. And pretty much to a man, they all said 6-6 with a win over West Virginia. We'll take that to get the program back on track. Winning begets winning. Losing in today's college football landscape begets losing. So 3-9, you got to find a way to get back on even footing. So 6-6, you beat your rival. Let's celebrate. Well, they win their first 7 games. I'm not a Pitt fan, nor am I a Penn State fan. But I have questions, I have thoughts, concerns about both programs, but I can't talk about both programs as a fan. I love that I get to do this every morning, and I love it because I'm from here, and I am a Penguins fan, a Steelers fan, a Pirates fan. It's okay to admit that. I'm not a journalist. I'm a fan. Of these two programs, I am not. So I want to hear from you today, Penn State fans, Pitt fans at 412-928-9370, and you tell me how you're feeling, and we'll discuss. For me, if Pitt goes 8-4, and Holstein comes back, and Cade Bell comes back, that's a good year. They go 9-3. That's a great year. They go any better than that? You should be dancing in the streets. It wasn't good on Saturday night, but it has been good. That's my perspective. From 3-9 to ... I don't think they're losing out. I don't think they're going to wind up 7-5. I would have taken that before the year if I were a Pitt fan. As things change, so too should expectations. As information changes, I always say this, so too should opinion. Like, losing out's not going to be good. Losing out is why I say the whole season can't be gravy. But you win 8, you win 9, you win 10, you should be satisfied. Because as this year has unfolded, you're hoping, okay, maybe they can go to the ACC championship game. And hey, that's still not out the window. I don't know that it's likely. But that's how Pitt fans started to feel. Oh, we could go to the ACC championship. We could make the college football playoff. As this season has unfolded, and you do see that this Pitt team obviously has some warts, I've always thought maybe this is the year before the year. The Sharks are playing well. Not a great showing from them or anybody really on Saturday night.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
But those guys will be back. Holstein should be back. Cade Bell should be back. This could be the year before the year. So you win 8 or 9 games. And I think Pitt fans should be really happy about that. But I'm not a Pitt fan. So I want to hear from Pitt fans at 412-928-9370. As for Penn State, they did the thing that they always seem to do under James Franklin. James Franklin is 1-7 against top 10 teams at home. He's 6-10 against ranked teams at home. He's 1-9 versus top 5 teams, 1-10 against Ohio State. He's 3-7 against Michigan, is James Franklin. And he got in an argument coming off the field with a guy dressed up like Sherlock Holmes. At least I think that's what he was going for. Perhaps that's just how the young man dresses. Can't happen. James Franklin gets booed off the field. James Franklin walking through the tunnel where they've got some Penn State fans who can kind of watch all that behind the scenes. They're giving him the business. 11 years in state college for James Franklin, and against the top-tier programs in the Big Ten, hasn't been able to get it done. But here's where I come down. He'd have made the playoffs, by my count, about 5 times. Let's just say, for argument's sake, 5 times in 11 years. This year, they're going to go 11-1. They're going to make the playoff. So that'd be, what, 6 times in 11 years. So Franklin can't beat Ohio State. Can't beat Michigan. Penn State fans are pissed. Should they let him go if he can't win a playoff game? 412-928-9370. I say no. Now, I'd be ticked as a Penn State fan if they didn't get it done, but I want to see how it continues to play out in this college football playoff era. I'd give it a year or two. Like, this looks like a perennial playoff team to me. Penn State is a better program under Franklin than it had been. The 4 years leading up to Franklin, not so good. First couple of years under Franklin, it takes time to get your footing, and then he's taking this thing to the next level. They're a better program than what? Like 7, 8, or 9 college football programs around the country? Seriously. We could list them. You could list them. We've all got maybe different lists in our head, but 7, 8, or 9 programs are better year to year than Penn State. That's it. So let's see how it goes in the playoff. Georgia fired Mark Richt and they started winning. They were good under Richt. They became great under Kirby Smart. But usually, when you fire a good coach, the Nebraska thing happens. Oh, you're 9-3, Bo Pelini. 9-3, Bo Pelini. 9-3, Bo Pelini. Then, not so much after he's gone. You got to be careful what you ask for, what you wish for. West Virginia under Daniel Holgorsen, 20 games over 500 in his tenure. Won an Orange Bowl. Won 10 games a couple of times. They say, you know what, it's not working anymore. You go do your own thing. He takes the Houston job, and then Neil Brown has basically been as average could be a 500 coach for 6 years. Be careful what you wish for. I think about Pitt and Jamie Dixon. Jamie Dixon was going to the tournament just about every single year. Had Pitt a while ago, sure, in the Elite Eight, winning Big East conference championships and Big East tournaments, the best coach in Pitt basketball history. And sure, there were diminishing returns. His last tournament team, they couldn't score. It was brutal. But he became a victim of his own success, and Pitt has now made the NCAA basketball tournament just one time in 8 years since his departure. Be careful what you wish for. I'm not a Penn State fan, though. So I want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. Do you want James Franklin gone? Or are you buying what I'm selling? Because what I say is, see what happens the rest of the year. They might have a home playoff game. If you lose that, the seat gets warmer. But I'd give it a couple of years and see if they can be this perennial college football playoff team the way that I think they could be. I don't think people realize, first couple years under Franklin and the 4 years prior to that, average, at a place where they pack in 110,000 people and have one of, if not the best game day experiences in the entire country. Before that, it was, Bill O'Brien did a nice job getting them going again, really with all the sanctions and things of that nature. But even Joe Pa had some up and down seasons before that. And what were they before Joe Pa? You just can't say, we're Penn State, we get rid of James Franklin, and we're still going to be this perennial playoff contending type team. You don't know that. And is it the greatest sin in the world to not be Ohio State or Michigan? Seriously. Michigan wins the national championship last year. They put a bunch of guys into the NFL. They cheated their asses off. That's why Jim Harbaugh got out of there, so you can't beat them. Okay. And then Ohio State is one of the top three or four programs in the country. And some could argue it's, behind Bama, historically, and with what they're able to do in modern times. Is it the worst thing in the world? You can't beat that guy in that program? If you're going to be getting into the playoff more years than not? I don't know. I'm asking. 412-928-9370. So two different topics all at once. Pitt and Penn State. Pitt, I want to talk to you people. What needs to happen the rest of the way for you to go, okay, this season's a success? And Penn State, where are you on James Franklin? 412-928-9370. The numbers aren't good. 1-7 top 10 teams at home. 6-10 ranked teams at home, 1-9 top 5 teams, 1-10 versus Ohio State, 3-7 against Michigan. But again, they'd have made the playoffs 5 times. They're going to make the playoff, I think, this year. Because they don't really stub their toe against anybody. They lose to the more talented team, and that's what Ohio State is. The more talented team. They're more talented than just about anybody. They beat everybody else. Is that okay with you, Penn State fans? 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We'd love for you to give us a call on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm in the unique position of working today with a big-time Penn State fan, Sean Myers. We'll get his thoughts on Franklin when we come back. But yes, we do want to hear from you, 412-928-9370. Right now it is a Sean Myers fan headline.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.